For today's In Touch, the second half of my conversation with Pac-Man, member of Iowa's chapter of Bikers Against Child Abuse, regarding how they help empower victims of abuse. They're currently undergoing a statewide campaign to bring awareness to this social problem in recognition of National Child Abuse Awareness Month.
How does that next step happen from an individual calling your hotline and then you guys actually getting involved to empower these kids in person?
Well, it's a process. They meet with their caseworker. They get their information from the caseworker. They call the hotline. And then we have what we call a child liaison within each chapter, who actually goes out to these homes and interviews the family, and which in turn the family interviews us to see if we're a fit, to see if this is a situation in which we would be beneficial to that child. But not every abuse case would be a case in which we would be beneficial. So we do a kind of interview with that family, let them know that who we are, what we're about, and that way if they have any questions or concerns, they can address them then. And then determine that we will be a benefit to that child's life, then what we do is you bring the whole entire chapter into the mix. That's when we go out to their homes and set up what we call a child ride. And we go to their home or a location that is comfortable for that child, where there's a home, a park, or something like that. And we basically introduce them to their extended family, their extended biker family, so to speak. Because we hang out, we play games, we do kid stuff. We're grown-ups doing kid stuff to help these kids be comfortable being a kid again.
And you're all bikers?
All bikers. I mean, that is the first word within the organization is bikers. So first off, we're bikers. By the same time, we all come from different walks of life. You know, we have police officers, firefighters, chefs, doctors, lawyers. You guys, if you can name it, an occupation, we come from that world. But we all share a common love, which is motorcycles. And, you know, the good thing about motorcycles is kids love motorcycles. You know, a lot of times when we're riding down the street, we ride in large groups that could be anywhere from 10 to 30 to 40 of us riding in a group. And parents may not look at us and be comfortable, you know, but the kids always has his face glued against the window looking at us, waving and stuff like that. So something that fascinates the kids, and it helps break that, gives them comfort. You know, you see a large group of people with them, and, you know, if they have a court case, something that we do also is to have a court case, and we go to court with them. A lot of times when they go to court, you know, it's just them and their extended family, their immediate family right there, and then you look across the other aisle, and the perpetrator has maybe 20, 30 people that they're saying that they didn't do whatever it is they're being accused of. Well, we help balance that playing field. You know, we sit there with that child. We don't ask questions. We don't go in there as vigilantes trying to intimidate anybody. We're just there for that child. We support that child, and that's what we do.
Well, Pac-Man, thank you for taking the time and sharing what you guys do over there.
Not a problem, sir. You have a great day.
That was my conversation with Pac-Man, member of Iowa's chapter of Bikers Against Child Abuse, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. You can learn more about the organization by visiting bacaworld.org. Their hotline number is 505-789-0101. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.